This is a doctor indicating a history physical, patient name Green, G-R-E-N, Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, date of birth. Place Franklin Wood Johnson's Nursing Rehab, date of service. Date of service 8/16/2023. History of physical. History of present illness. This is a 63-year-old female with a known history of coronary artery disease, status for cardiac cath in June 2023, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, left bundle branch block, asthma, morbid obesity, chronic respiratory failure on 3 liter of oxygen, status for COVID recovery in 2022, HIV positive on heart therapy, diabetes, CKD, patient has a recent cholecystectomy requiring sphincterectomy, gallstone removal. She also has a chronic low back pain and previous history of fall. Patient sustained a fall in August 5th at her home. She was found lying on the floor for 19 hours. She couldn't call for help. She found to have acute hypoxemic respiratory failures. Patient was brought to the emergency room with acute hypoxemic respiratory failure. Saturation was only 68%. She was placed on 6 liters of nasal cannula, requiring high flow at admission. Then chest X show hazy pacification, right hemithorax with pleural effusion and pulmonary edema. She was admitted with acute and chronic respiratory failure. Also in the setting of obesity, hypoventilation syndrome, obstructive sleep apnea, not on CPAP with a component of that. Heart failure also requiring diuresis. She also has a transaminitis. CK level was 3,237 at admission. Was reported due to fall at home. She was maintained IV Lasix. She was seen by cardiology. Cardiology stopped the IV Lasix and put her on oral Lasix. Physical therapy recommended subacute rehab. Patient does not want CPAP machine, doesn't want any sleep study. On August 13th, she had a worsening renal failure from over-diuresis. Lasix discontinued and she was given some fluid. MOGA scan was ordered for EF evaluation. MOGA scan showed normal left ventricle size and contractility. Her ejection fraction 54%. Creatinine started trending down to 1.8. They recommended to restart Lasix, alternate day 40 mg. After stabilization, PTOT done, the patient was recommended for subacute rehab. Patient was managed for acute and chronic respiratory failure and diastolic heart failure presentation. They required diuretics, acute kidney injury, rhabdomyolysis, after stabilization, patient was sent to rehab. When I saw the patient today in the rehab, she's feeling better, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills, sitting on the bed. Aruva system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, mild shallow breath and ambulation, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, trace edema, but no pain in the legs, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paresthesia, no paradipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, medication upon discharge, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff, Q6-hour PRN, DNF treatment, Q4-hour, allopurinol, 300 mg daily, aspirin, 81 mg daily, Lipitor, 40 mg daily, Symbicort, 160 mcg/4.5 mcg inhalation twice a day. docosid, sana twice a day, TVK, TIVICAY 50 mg daily, fluticasone nasal spray 50 mcg twice a day, Lasix 40 mg every 48 hour, insulin Lantus subcutaneous 20 units at night, Lispro with slider scale coverage, Lamivudine, LAMIVUDANE 150 mg oral tablet daily, Lidocaine patch, Lidocaine topical gel, not patch, Lidocaine gel, BID for the pain, Metoprolol 50 mg extended release, one tablet daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Miralax 17 gum daily, Tramadol 50 mg every 6 hours, PRN for pain and aches. Social history, no smoking, alcohol, no drug abuse. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert. Oriented M3, morbidly obese. Blood pressure 143 over 78, pulse 62, temperature 27.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 99%. Head, atomatic pneumophilic, eyes and ectalic, no urine discharge, throat clear, neck supple. Chest non-tender lungs, bilateral ronchi in the lower lung, no wheezing, heart test, NS2, abdomen soft, non-tender valsum positive, obese, extremity, taste, edema, no cough, tenderness, neurosis is awake, alert, entered M3. Assessment number one, labs, actually the lab done today at the facility. Sodium 141, potassium 4, permanent carbon 103, CO2-32, glucose 96, BUN20, calcium 9.4, WBC count 3.6, myoglobin 11, mercury 35. Assessment patient is admitted with acute and chronic respiratory failure, acute diastolic heart failure with exacerbation, next line pulmonary edema, next line AKI, next line morbid obesity with ambulatory dysfunction, next line HIV disease, next line diabetes mellitus, next line status post fall with rhabdomyolysis, next line elevated troponin as reported from the hospital. History of recurrent fall, history of non-obstructive atherosclerotic coronary artery disease. Back pain, neck line hypertension, plan of care will continue all her current medication. Follow up labs, electrolytes, they will be monitored. Core status discussed with the patient. Bracket was capital letter MOST, M-O-L-S-T, MOST form signed by me today. Patient is alert, oriented M3. Patient wants to be full cord. She wants blood transfusion if needed. She wants to be transferred to the hospital if needed. IV antibiotic if needed. Blood transfusion if needed. Yes. Blood work to be done as needed. Yes. Artificial fluid including G tube. Yes. Dialysis. Yes. New MOST was signed by me today on 6/16 and placed in the chart. Care point of discuss the patient and the nursing staff. Thank you.